The Yahud, in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they rejected the message of Isa. And a very small band, group, believed in him, and these were al-Hawariyin. The rest of the community, whether it was the community itself, which were the Jews, or the authorities, which were the Romans, they rejected the message of Isa alayhi salam. The Jews plotted against Isa, and they conspired against him with the government. They made a plot with the government to assassinate and get rid of Sayyidina Isa. And the Roman authorities joined with the Yahud in that conspiracy. The Yahud are the ones who instigated it, and then the Jews actually used the Romans to perform that plot against Sayyidina Isa. And the decree was issued that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam should be executed in public by carrying him over the cross and putting a crown over his head. Not a crown of gold or silver, but thorns. And to nail him to the cross and let him bleed till death. And that was a very gruesome way of execution that they used to do. They would make a cross out of wood, and then they would nail the hands and the feet to the cross. They would hit nails in the hands and hang you on the cross, and you would bleed from this injury from your feet and your hands until you die. And you could stay for hours and hours in the sun on that cross, dying a very slow death. So it was a very gruesome way of execution. So the law has been decreed that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam should be executed. We don't know the exact details of what happened, but there is a narration by Ibn Abbas, and again, I'm not sure of the authenticity of this narration. So we don't approve it or disapprove it. But it says that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam ran into a room where all of his Hawariyin were sitting, and then he told them, "Who will volunteer to sacrifice their life for me?" One of the young Hawariyin raised up his hand and said, "I will." Isa alayhi salam asked another time. He's the only one who responded. He asked for a third time. That young man was the only one who responded. And this sacrifice is similar to what Ali ibn Abi Talib did with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hijrah. And incidentally enough, subhanAllah, Ali ibn Abi Talib was young at the time. So this young man came out, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on him the resemblance of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And he was the one who was crucified. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for Sayyidina Isa a window in the roof, and he was picked up by the angels safely and elevated to the heavens. This is one story. The other story is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the resemblance on one of the Jews who was an enemy of Sayyidina Isa. So Allah put the resemblance on him, and he was the one who was hanged on the cross. Regardless of who was hanged on the cross, it is not Isa ibn Maryam. That is what we are sure about. It was not Isa ibn Maryam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran,
وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ.
And they, disbelievers, plotted to kill Isa, and Allah plotted too, and Allah is the best of those who plot. Makr means when you plan in secret, when you're whispering, hiding in a room, making a plan, that is called makr. They think that they are doing makr. They think that they're concealing their plan, and nobody knows their plan. But there is one who knows their plan, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows their plan, so Allah is khairul makirin. Allah is the best of the plotters. Because Allah, when He makes His plan can be secret and concealed if Allah doesn't want anybody to know it. So they made their plan, but Allah made His plan. And the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we'll go through. إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَىٰ إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Isa, I will take you. Mutawaffi. Many who read this ayah think that Isa ibn Maryam died. Why? Because the word wafah in Arabic means death. Tawaffi means he died. Wafah is death. So when Allah says, Inni mutawaffiq, when people read this, they think that Allah is telling Isa ibn Maryam that I will make you die. But that is caused because of not knowing the meanings of words and not knowing the original meaning of a word. It is true that in the Arabic language of today and the Arabic language of yesterday, the word mutawaffi can mean death. But it also has other meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to sleep as wafa. So what does it mean? Does it mean death or does it mean sleep? The word wafa also has another third meaning, and that is to take something completely. Wafih al-ajr. When you say wafih al-ajr, means pay him in full. Over here, the word wafa means Allah is telling Isa ibn Maryam, I am going to take you in full without any single injury. You are going to be taken entirely. You're not going to be harmed at all. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to take your soul alone. Nor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to take your body alone. Allah is going to take your soul and your body intact without any injury or harm. That is what the word mutawaffika means in this ayah. And this is actually the original meaning of the word wafa. When we use wafa for death or when we use it for sleeping, we're using secondary meanings of the word. But the original meaning is something in its entirety or completely. And that's why the word completely absolutely fits the meaning which we want to get from the ayah, that the Yahud were not able to harm Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam. وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيْهِ And I will elevate you to me. وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And I will purify you and clear you of those who disbelieve. I will clear you and purify you, take you away from all of this impurity, all of this najasa, all of this rijs, this environment that you're living in. I will take you away from it. Now, just to confirm the meaning further, we'll read ayat from Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and these ayat are talking about al-Yahud, because of their breaking the covenant and of their rejection of the ayat of Allah and of their killing the prophets unjustly and of their saying our hearts are wrapped, nay, Allah has set a seal upon their hearts because of their disbelief, so they believe not but a little. And because of their disbelief and uttering against Maryam a grave false charge, and because of their saying in boast, we killed Messiah, Isa, son of Mary, the messenger of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but the resemblance of Isa was put over another man. And those who differ therein are full of doubts. They have no certain knowledge. They follow nothing but conjecture. For surely they killed him not, but Allah raised him up unto himself, and Allah is ever all-powerful, all-wise. And subhanAllah, when you read the ayat of Quran and you look deeply into the words, subhanAllah, you find the miracle of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this issue in particular, in the issue of the crucifixion and the killing of Isa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they're following nothing but doubts. If you go back to the Bible and you look at the evidences that are used to prove that Isa was crucified and that he was killed and that he was raised up from the dead, you find that all of those evidences are doubtful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summed it all in one word, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن يَتَبْعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ They are following doubts. Shak. Shak is doubtful. Conjecture. There is no firm, substantial evidence to prove the point. The life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is not over. He's alive now. And the rest of his life is in the future. But we're not going to talk about it now. We'll keep it to the series about Al-Akhirah, which we're going to start talking about, inshallah ta'ala, next Saturday. We started already with Al-Akhirah and Ramadan, and we're going to continue, inshallah, next Saturday. So we'll reserve the part about the second coming back of Isa until we talk about Alamat al-Sa'ah. But up to this point, we are done with the history of the Anbiya. We're done with the past part of the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.